Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Good morning, everyone. I'm here with Amy Rochkis, a friend and former colleague through Illinois Farm Bureau, who is now working for GAP Connections. Welcome, Amy.
Good morning, Mark.
GAP Connections. Can you let us know what GAP Connections is, kind of what they do as opposed to dealing with the agriculture in the southern states, particularly Tennessee, as compared to what it is back in Illinois?
Sure. So I went to work for GAP Connections in 2017 as their training and resources coordinator. GAP Connections, GAP, G-A-P, stands for Good Agricultural Practices. And GAP Connections was formed by the tobacco industry in 2014. And the intent of forming an organization very similar to Farm Bureau was to work with the tobacco growers in the 22 states where tobacco is raised.
Now, Illinois Farm Bureau, we know, is made up of individual farmer members. What kind of membership does GAP Connections have? Because I know it's just slightly, it's a little different than what our traditional association membership in Illinois Farm Bureau is.
Right. So GAP Connections has over 13,000 what we call grower members. And those growers are all members that contract or raise tobacco for tobacco companies. And so tobacco, much different than corn and soybeans and livestock, is direct contracted. So a company reaches out to a grower and ask the grower, you know, do you have the acreage, do you have the capacity, the abilities, the infrastructure to produce this or X many pounds of tobacco? And so it's direct contracted from the company with the individual grower.
Now, I know in Illinois Farm Bureau, we deal with a lot of individual membership transportation issues, those types of things, agricultural policy as it deals directly with the traditional corn and soybean farmer in Central Illinois. And I know you do a lot of traveling in several states. Can you go into kind of what you cover with your growers when you have your meetings?
Sure. So we spend the months of January through April in a normal year, not a COVID-19
right.
year, in a normal year. And my role as the training and resources coordinator is to work with the state tobacco specialists. So the land-grant universities in the states where tobacco is raised have a designated tobacco specialist. And we work with GAP Connections, myself, we work with those tobacco specialists to put together educational programs that cover crop techniques, you know, growing techniques, environmental techniques, and then labor. So with the crop and environment, we work with the state tobacco specialist. With labor, I have a lot of contacts with the U.S. Department of Labor, the U.S. EEOC, OSHA, and we do various labor topics. And the goal behind these trainings, and it's training that growers are required to participate or attend, is that they cover the standards that the tobacco industry has set for the growers to maintain. And so there are U.S. standards for raising tobacco, and there's international standards for raising tobacco. And dependent on where or how that tobacco leaf is going to be used, whether it's going to be kept here in the United States or whether it's going to be exported, is dependent on what kind of standards the tobacco grower has to meet. And those standards are checked annually through the GAP Connections certification program, where the growers' records are reviewed and an independent auditing firm is reviewing to make sure that all those standards are met. Ultimately, what the tobacco industry is looking for is traceability. And we know even in agriculture in Illinois, the consumer demands traceability. And with tobacco heavily regulated through the, you know, EPA, the FDA, and other governmental organizations, it's important that we assist those growers making sure that they're doing everything right. They meet their contractual agreements for staying in those crop, environment, and labor standards for their tobacco contracts with their tobacco companies.
One of the big issues, especially that the American Farm Bureau has been dealing with, is the H-2A labor regulations. And I know from our conversations and various conversations that you have been in, H-2A is a topic that keeps coming up. A lot of growers in Illinois don't have to deal with the H-2A, but it has been on Farm Bureau's top 10 list, I guess, for the lack of better. Kind of go over what the H-2A is, or
what it means?
What it means and how it relates to the tobacco industry.
So tobacco is a high-intensive crop, labor-intensive, I should say, labor-intensive crop, especially in western Kentucky and areas where there is not U.S. labor to fill the needs for crawling up in those tobacco barns, cutting the tobacco, harvesting the tobacco, going through the curing process. So H2A is a topic that I always used to kind of brush aside, and now I'm very familiar with because it is something that I deal with on a regular basis. And so I do have those close connections and wanting to make sure that growers are doing the right thing, because if they're not using the H2A program correctly, or they're not meeting all the standards or all the requirements for the H2A program, it can hurt the grower in the long run. So there's H2A labor used in all of the 22 states where tobacco is raised. Some more, you know, some farms have more labor than others. And one of the things I think that was the biggest thing for me, learning about what growers need to do for the H2A labor, is the growers pay the inboard, what we call the inboard or incoming fees, visa fees, and the outgoing fees for a worker. They pay for their transportation from their home country into the U.S. for the 6 months they're here on an H-2A visa. They provide them housing, and they pay that adverse wage rate, which in some cases can be anywhere from $12 to $13 an hour. And if that grower has a U.S. citizen, like, you know, you and I, we want to go work in the tobacco field for a day, they have to pay that U.S. citizen that same rate that they pay that H-2A worker. And so it is a very useful program to agriculture. And you're right, from Illinois, especially from central Illinois, mm-hmm. where it's not prevalent, but it is a key thing for the tobacco growers and the tobacco industry. We would not be able to get that crop harvested.
Well, and I think a lot of people have that same perspective, especially when they go to the AFBF annual meeting. The states that don't deal with the H2A program, going, why are we talking about this? And so I think that's an interesting to relate to the differences and the similarities in the various agricultures in the state.
And, you know, there are many of our growers that still use family labor. I love hearing the family stories. You know, it's my dad. My dad's been raising tobacco for 60 years, myself, my son. It's very generational. I think that's the other thing that's exciting about the tobacco industry or growers that are involved in tobacco. It has that family feel. So you still have some very small farmers that only use their family labor. You have migrant labor that travels, you know, through the United States, and then the H2A labor. So it's a unique dynamic in trying to sort out and kind of understand all the rules that go on the labor side.
Lots of differences, yet lots of similarities in agriculture, and that goes back to the fact that agriculture is one big family, and we're all
That's
in
right.
this together.
You are exactly right, and you know, I've said many times to people, they said, why did you go to work for the tobacco industry? And I said, well, I asked the board when I interviewed the same thing, you know, why would they take a chance on a girl that knew nothing about corn, you know, knew only about corn and soybeans and nothing about tobacco. But, you know, they were looking for someone that has a passion for agriculture, and I've always had that passion, even when I worked for Illinois Farm Bureau.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to do the interview with us. I'm sure the folks back home in central Illinois really appreciate the fact that to compare and contrast the agricultures in Tennessee and the other southern states. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mark.
And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.